My guest is Dr. Terry Longshore. He's a professor of music, an artist in residence, and director of percussion studies at Southern Oregon University. He also composed the theme music for the Jefferson Exchange. Dr. Longshore is leading the Northwest Percussion Festival in Ashland on the campus of SOU, scheduled for April 4th through the 6th. Welcome, Dr. Longshore.
Good morning, Mike.
So let's start with the obvious. What is the Northwest Percussion Festival?
Oh, great. It is a festival that happens every year. This is actually the 40th anniversary of the festival, and we hosted it previously in 2015 on its 30th anniversary. So exciting to get to be the host of those two milestones. It was started by three former professors of percussion in the Northwest and has gone now for 40 years. And it's a chance for different university percussion ensembles to get together and perform for each other and the public. And the special thing about it that really doesn't exist in this kind of form is that it's non-competitive. In other parts of the country, there are percussion festivals, but they're usually competitive and people are competing for at least a title of a prize. Here we do it just for the joy of playing music for each other and to learn about new music from each other and see how different ensembles and directors and students approach the music. And then we usually have some guest artists that are here to perform with and for the students. And so we have a great slate of those for this year as well.
Okay, so it's like Burning Man with drummers.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk about what a percussion ensemble is.
Yeah, so a percussion ensemble is a group of percussionists who play music together in what we generally call a chamber music style. So often we are performing without a conductor most of the time. In fact, everything we'll be playing at our concert Friday night is not conducted. So we're listening to each other, watching each other. We rehearse together intimately and learn how to perform in a chamber music style. We are also performing a wide variety of music. Our particular program, because of my background, is very interested in performing not only what we call concert percussion music, or some people might call classical percussion music, but we also perform music from all around the world. So on Friday night at our concert at 7:30, the audience will hear music from Brazil, from Trinidad, from Indonesia, as well as concert Western classical percussion music.
Well, I have a couple of audio samples from previous performances, so let's listen to the first and get your response on the other side.
Okay.
Dr. Longshore, what did we just hear?
Oh, yeah, cool. That's a piece you're hearing me performing there on the glass bottles, cowbells, and woodblocks, and then our Southern Oregon University Percussion Ensemble of about 2015 performing along with me, seven students. That's a piece called 30 by Stanford University composer Mark Applebaum, who will also be here this weekend as one of our guest artists. He composed that for us and another group of co-commissioners. We led the commission on that in 2012. He finished the piece. We premiered it in 2013, recorded it for him in 2015. It's an interesting piece that has a soloist, a percussion quartet, and a percussion septet. And then those three parts of the piece can be performed simultaneously, all three together, or any combination of duos, like we just heard. That was the solo and the septet, or individually alone. And so Friday night we'll be performing it as what we just heard, the solo plus the septet, and the solo will be played by one of our guest artists, Ayun Huang, who is a Taiwanese-Canadian percussionist, virtuoso percussionist, and she teaches at the University of Toronto and will be joining us as a guest artist.
Well, when I was listening to many of the samples, there's such a wide range of music that's coming out of this concert, out of this festival. What can audiences expect?
Yeah, well, you nailed it. They can expect a very wide range, not only from us, but from the other universities that will be in attendance. There are seven other universities from Oregon, Washington, and Idaho who will be performing on Saturday morning and Sunday morning during the festival. And then Saturday afternoon, we also have three presentations by our various guest artists. So the Portland Percussion Group will be here. That's an ensemble I'm a member of. There are eight of us in the group. And that's a pretty special one for me this time around because one of the things we'll be performing here is a piece that my son Maxwell and I composed together, similar to the one you hear as your theme music to the Jefferson Exchange. It's a piece we wrote last year called Cascade, and it has an electronic track like Trap Hat, your theme music. I play a percussion solo part, and then there are five other percussionists who join and members of the Portland Percussion Group. And then Maxwell will be performing as well. I'm doing electronic processing live. So really excited that he's going to be here. That's at 2:30 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. And then we have Mark Applebaum, who will be giving a presentation about his music at 3:30. And then at 4:30, a masterclass by Ayun Huang, who will be coaching three students who will perform for her. And then Saturday night, we have what we call the director's recital, and that's where the directors of all the various university ensembles will perform for the audience. And the students always love that, to get to see their own directors play, but also the other directors of the other groups. And so I'll be joined on that by Brian Jeffs and Reed Bentley, who both teach in our program here. And we will be performing a piece by Mark Applebaum that evening.
So this is going all day Saturday and all day Sunday?
It's all day Saturday from 9 in the morning till probably 10 p.m. with a couple breaks for lunch and dinner. And then Sunday, it's just in the morning. It goes from 9 to noon.
Gotcha. Okay. And where is it?
It's in the Music Recital Hall here at Southern Oregon University. And the opening night concert Friday at 7:30 is by our SOU Percussion Ensemble. And I should mention that all the events are free to everyone. The parking in the lot across the street from the music building is free. So we're really hoping lots of folks will turn up.
My guest is Dr. Terry Longshore. He's the Director of Percussion Studies at Southern Oregon University, and he's leading the Northwest Percussion Festival on the campus of SOU, scheduled for April 4th through the 6th. So let's listen to another clip from a previous performance. That's wonderful. That sounds like a calypso party with
exactly.
Mixed drinks. And
yeah.
That's what was I listening to there?
Yeah, well, you're right. It's calypso music. That's a piece called Rant and Rave, and that's performed by our ensemble here. We have a steel pan group. It's called Merrillville Road Steel Band. And Reed Bentley, one of my co-teachers over here, heads up that group. And we all the students and myself, we all play in that group. And that was a live performance from our concert last November. Where we did five or six steel pan tunes. We're going to do two, including that one, on our concert this Friday night.
Oh, man, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
I hope you have a dance floor.
Yeah, it's really fun music.
How'd you get started in music?
Well, I started very young, taking piano lessons at age 5. I have three siblings who are all older than me, 15, 17, 19 years older than me, and they all played. My brothers played guitar and all kinds of string instruments. My sister played piano and organ. And I just grew up with music in my house. Whenever my older siblings were home from college, they'd be playing music together. My dad played guitar and sang. And so I grew up around music, started taking piano lessons, like I said, when I was 5. I sang in my church choir, youth choir, for a bunch of years. And then in the 5th grade, I took up the flute. In the 7th grade, I took up the saxophone. And in high school, took up percussion. And it kind of chose me after that. I found with all the other instruments, it was always like, oh, yeah, Mom, I'll practice. Or, you know, I was good enough to get by pretty well without having to practice very hard. But when I started playing drums, I couldn't stop practicing. I just loved it so much.
Were you in the band?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Band, jazz band, orchestra, all of it.
So how'd you end up at Southern Oregon University?
Well, I came here in 2000 for my job as Director of Percussion Studies here, and I had finished graduate school a little over a year before that, and I had a job. I was teaching in North Dakota. It was a one-year job that then they wanted to turn into a longer-term job, but after living there for a few months, I decided it wasn't really the region for me. I come from California originally, and North Dakota was a big weather and culture shock. And
yeah, it's a big change.
Yeah, I mean, we enjoyed it there, went there as a family of three and left as a family of four and came here and have stayed since.
Nice. When you're relaxing, what kind of music do you like to listen to?
Good question. I listen to a lot of Cuban music at home. I love Cuban salsa and timba music. I listen to a lot of jazz, and I listen to a lot of New Orleans brass band music, which is a music that I've always really loved dearly and have recently actually just formed a new band here in Southern Oregon called Brass Don't Melt. And it's currently a band of seven, and we had our first gig last month, and we're looking forward to playing some shows this summer. Really, really fun group.
Where'd you play?
We played for a private Rotary event. They had a Mardi Gras party, and it just one of the guys that kind of formed the band, he and I got together. He's the tuba player in the Rogue Valley Symphony at times, Tyler Moline, and he and I kind of cooked up the idea of this band, and he knew about this possibility of a gig. He said, hey, I have a gig for us. Why don't we, let's make this thing happen. So we did, and we're joined by five other great musicians, and we're having a blast.
That sounds like fun, but that's separate from your work here.
Oh,
tell
yeah.
me about your work here at the university.
Yeah, well, I teach mostly percussion courses here. I run the percussion ensemble. I teach percussion lessons. I also teach, right now I'm teaching our capstone course, which is a course for graduating seniors, and it's, you know, developing a portfolio and thinking about professionalism and entrepreneurship, things of that sort. I teach a world music class usually once or twice a year, so I'm passionate about a lot of music from around the world, so that's fun. And I teach a fun class here every term called Recreational and Empowerment Drumming, and it's a class for anybody, no experience required, to just come and play a drum for an hour every Wednesday afternoon and just get to experience the joy of playing music in a very empowering community.
What age range do you have to be?
Well, it's a university class, so it's there for university students, but I have a core group of retired folks who are auditing the course. As here at SOU, if you're 65 or older, you can take a course for free as long as the instructor approves it. So I have several folks who have been doing that for a couple years, and they're just wonderful additions to the course. And so mostly university students and a few retired students.
So those who are interested in this percussion festival, which mm-hmm. I assume would be everyone in
I hope
audience,
so, yeah.
tell me, where can they find more information and yeah. how can they – do they have to register?
No. They can come to any of the events happening this weekend for free, no ticket required. The full schedule is on my website, terrylongshore.com. It's also on the Oregon Center for the Arts box office website. I think it's sou.edu/tickets or something like that. They can find the schedule there as well.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have. Thank you, Dr. Longshore.
Thank you, Mike.